wonderful times in the Lord.
Takatarisira kuva nenguva dzakanaka muna She.
Amen. Chapter 6 of the book of Ephesians.
Buku rava Efeso chitsauko 6.
We'd like to read 11 verses from 10 to 20.
Efeso 6 ndaverenga ndima 11 kusvika pa 20.
11 verses.
Votira kuverenga maverse 10 rimwe chete.
From verse 10 to verse 20.
Kubva pa verse 10 kusvika pa 20.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Pakupedzisira ivai nesimba munashe nomusimba rake guru.
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Shongai nhumbi dzose dzokurwa nadzo dzamwari mugone kumira muchirwa namanomano adiabolos.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Nokuti hatirwi nenyama neropa asi navabati nevane simba namadzishe enyika yerima rino nemweya yakaipa yedenga.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Saka torai nhumbi dzose dzokurwa nadzo dzamwari kuti mugone kudzivisa pazuva rakaipa nokuramba mumire mapedza zvose.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Naizvozvo mirai makasunga zviuno zvenyu nezvokwadi, makapfeka chidzitiro chechifuva chokururama.
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Makasunga tsoka dzenyu kugadzirirwa kwevhangeri yerugare.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Pamusoro paizvozvo makatora nhuru yekutenda yamunogona kudzima nayo miseve yose yomoto yawakaipa.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Tora ingowani yoruponeso nomunondo womweya iro shoko ramwari.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Munyengetere nguva dzose nokunyengetera kwose nokukumbira mumweya muchirinda pazvinhu izvi nokutsunga kwose nokukumbirira vatsvene vose.
For me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
Neniwo kuti ndipiwe shoko kana ndichishamisa muromo wangu kuti ndidudzire ndisingatyi zvakavanzika zveevhangeri.
Amen. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. You may be seated.
Shiva wedzi marofo zvekurunga shukurawo ngatigare zviri pasi.
Oh, I notice I ended up on verse 19.
Tachirichidza kuti taperera pa verse 19.
It's okay. Amen.
Amen.
I believe we notice on the scripture reading.
Tenda kuti tachirichidza pataverenga gwaro.
How Paul was making a description of a soldier,
angarupatsana ngudzo dzemuto,
a fighter,
murwi.
Amen.
Amen.
He had the same approach that the prophet had,
ngaine maonero mamwe chete angaine muprofita,
that he will take things on the natural and he will slip it over into the spiritual.
Aitora zvinhu zvepanyama ozozviisa kumweya,
because the prophet said the visible things are made of the invisible.
To profit out of zvinhu zvatinoona zvakasikwa nezvinhu zvisingaoneki.
Amen.
Amen.
And the natural is always typing the spiritual.
Zvepanyama unogara uri mufananidzo wezvepamweya.
So Paul, while he was handcuffed and with leg irons,
Paulo akasungwa nengetani nedzemumakumbo,
he looked at these soldiers that were coming to prison.
Akatarisa varwi ava vakanga vari kuya kutorongo.
And he looked at their dressing.
Akatarisa kamushongero kavanga vakaita.
And he noticed these people are ready to fight.
Akacherechedza kuti vanhu vakatogadzirira kurwa.
And the enemy will have no chance with them.
Muvengi hazongova nemukana navo.
So he started describing each instrument and each kind of dressing that they were in, and he would put it straight into the spirit shop.
Akatanga kutsanangura zvombo zvavakanga vaina zvo nemhando yekupfeka kwavanga vaina ndobva akasika kuidzorera kunyaya yemweya panyaya yacho.
Amen.
Amen.
And it is our desire that each and every one of us will do the same.
Ishuwo chedu kuti mumwe nemumwe wedu aite zvimwe chetewo zvakare.
Amen.
Amen.
I like this portion where he says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Amen.
Amen.
Against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen.
Amen.
So whenever you are in battle, make sure you're not fighting your brother. Amen.
Amen.
You're not fighting your sister. You're not fighting your husband. You're not fighting your wife. Amen.
Amen.
Because that's not the way we've been ordered to do. We don't fight. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Amen.
Amen.
Whenever you are in a conflict, you must know that the battle is in the spiritual realm. If you see the devil in your brother, then you are not seeing properly. Is that true? The prophet was preaching greatest battle that has ever been fought. And he said, inside the soul, that's where the engine is. That's where the control tower is. So that is the one who must control the senses in the spirit realm and the senses on the flesh realm. Amen.
Amen.
And the way you overcome, he says, pull down the strongholds of the enemy. You pull him down. And to make sure that his base is destroyed. Amen.
Amen.
If his base is on your side, it's the way you see things. Amen. Tell your eyes, I don't believe you.
Amen.
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 If it is in memory of what your brother did some years ago, tell the devil, too late, I've forgotten about it. I forgave my brother. I'm miles ahead. So, the inside man will never agree with the evils that your senses are telling him. That is how you overcome. All the reasoning that will be coming to you, when you look at brothers or sisters and you begin to reason this, and you have these imaginations and everything else, you, when you begin to do that, you are in the wrong realm. There's only one thing that you must do: pull down the strongholds. Amen.
Amen.
That is all you got to do, is to pull down. Amen.
Amen.
When Michael was having war with Lucifer in heaven, you know, there was no discussion there. Amen.
Amen.
Once Michael was able to discern the heart of
Lucifer,
when he started saying, I will have a kingdom on the side of the north, I want to be worshipped, I want to have a kingdom, I want to have this. He was able to discern that. He didn't say, Lucifer, come here, I want to check whether my discernment is right or not. There's only one thing he did. Kick him out. Amen.
Amen.
We have no discussion with the devil. We have to kick him out. The prophet says the mistake that Eve made was to discuss. Amen.
Amen.
She knew what to do. But This was too tempting because the enemy came with a scripture. She wanted to show the enemy that I can outwit you on scripture because the issues of the scripture belong to us. Amen.
Amen.
But Eve did not realize. She was too young. Is that right?
Amen.
And inexperience. But Lucifer started it all in heaven. Is that right?
Amen.
He only met somebody who could defeat him, but otherwise he wanted to release
tents.
Do you know, God made for himself a very powerful enemy. Do you get that? He did not make a weak enemy. If you are heavyweight, you don't fight lightweight. Then there's no battle there. It's walk over. Is that right?
Amen.
But God made himself a very strong enemy. So that when he destroys him, when he overcomes him, the enemy would know for sure I've been knocked out. Amen.
Amen.
This is how they do it in warfare. Amen.
Amen.
G20 does not fight one that's not G. Talking about great. It's a great 20 nations of the world. They don't compare, brother. They don't fight Zimbabwe. It's not one of the great countries. It's unfair. It's unfair warfare. Is that right?
Amen.
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 But Britain can try to say something to France because they are in the same realm. America can also say something about Russia. Amen.
Amen.
Because they want to test who is stronger. Is that right? So God made himself a very strong enemy. Amen.
Amen.
Until the enemy, the devil, was thinking that I can overrun. This is why even up to now, he is busy trying. But what God has done in this end time, he has taken his wife, put her on the ring, and tell her how to fight. Amen.
Amen.
And then he goes back. And when the devil comes, he simply sends his wife. Amen.
Amen.
And the devil is defeated by a woman. Is that true? She is the final voice in this final hour. Amen.
Amen.
He knows he can do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we know we are doing it. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to us. We are not presuming. We got it by the grace of the Almighty God. You must know who you are. You must know what God has put in your hand. And you must exercise it. I like that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear this story about
Einstein?
You ever heard about Einstein, this Hebrew thinker? He had a lot of theories. And he would move from university to another university, explaining certain theories, working them out before the people, before the students. Then after that, he said, "Do you have any questions?" And they'll ask questions, and he will answer every one of them. He was a great thinker. Amen.
Amen.
But you see what was happening. Wherever he was going, he was moving around with his driver. So whenever he was making any presentation, the driver was sitting in the balcony until he began to know when he is through with this theory, he's going on to this other theory. And when he finishes this, he'll go to this other one. And he was now able to know how to explain the different theories. But he was not Einstein, he was a driver. Amen.
Amen.
But one time Einstein was having a discussion with his driver, and they spoke about a certain theory, and the driver was able to get it. He got it right. He was able to explain it before Einstein. One day, they went to one university. Einstein says, "You know what? I'm so tired. I know you can tackle all this. I'll sit in the balcony myself. You go up there and explain everything." Then brother, he stood before the university graduates. Amen. And he went through one into another, and he was really explaining until the students were nodding their heads. Amen.
Amen.
And he was going through every one of them. Then when he finished,
he
says, "Do you have any questions?" So they were quiet. Then one person raised up a hand and says, "I got a question." He says, "The other theory you were talking about, I didn't quite understand how you transposed it to this, that, and the other." He says, "Were you dozing when I was explaining this? How come you missed it?" So let me tell you what. I'll just call my driver. "You'll come and explain this." So Einstein knew the thing. He came over. And that was it. In this great battle, the Lord is sending his wife.
Amen.
Amen. He gave her power. All that I am, you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All that I have is yours. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All you got to do is you ask. My job is to deliver. Isn't that wonderful? He says it's a covenant between him and you. Therefore, he also says in the scripture, "As the Father sent me, so send I you." Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Then he says, how did he send Christ?
Amen.
Amen. He says, the Father went inside the Son. Amen.
Amen.
So wherever the Son was, the Father was. Is that right? This is why in chapter 14 of John, Thomas could not understand. Then he says, "Ask, show us the Father, so that it will satisfy us." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he was saying, my Father is in me. Praise God. And we have come to that same spot also. All that was in Jesus Christ is in the church. All the power in heaven and on earth has been given to us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, it's not an assumption. This is what he has done. It's a signed and sealed deal. Because Jesus Christ is living in us. He is in us. He has adopted his church. And you know, in the processes of adoption, the Son assumes full authority that the Father has. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
His authority and the Father is the same. And the Father tells the people, if he fires you, don't come for appeal. Don't come for appeal. Because his yes is my yes. His no is my no. Hallelujah. Because the shout of the king is in the camp. Which camp? Where the bride is. That's where the king is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So your voice, brother, is known in heaven. Your voice is known in hell. Hallelujah. When you walk into hell, all the demons are going to look at one another. Do you know this one? Do you know this one? Were you there up on the mountain when he was adopted? Every one of them, they begin to say, yes, I remember. Yes, I remember. Hallelujah. And they're only waiting. They are only waiting for marching orders from you. I don't care how small you are. Hallelujah. You have got a voice which the devil is going to hear, and he is going to obey. This is what he has done. Don't fear, little group. Hallelujah. Don't fear, John said. Because the power is here. Do you believe that you got the power? Do you believe that the devil knows you? Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen, amen. You are only fearing to speak. Amen. Don't fear. You've been given the authority already. Why? It's not you speaking. But he that is in you is greater than the one that is in the world. Hallelujah. When you speak, it's not your voice. It's the voice of God through you. And that is what the devil hears. Is that true? But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, is that the voice of William Branham? No. No. It is the voice of God. Praise God. God only borrowed his lips so that he might speak through him. And that voice was recorded. The voice was recorded. So when we're listening to the tape, we're not listening to the voice of a man. It is the voice of God. Because the voice of man cannot change anybody. Hallelujah. The voice of a man cannot convict anybody. But the voice of God has got the quickening power. The voice of God has got the power of the resurrection. The voice of God can change you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And drunkard to a saint. A prostitute to a saint. A voice of men can never do that. So it's not the voice of William Branham. It is the voice of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is that right? If that is true, this is what God has done in this age. He has also borrowed your voice. He borrowed your mouth. So it's not you speaking anymore, but it is Almighty God. This is why you must never fear. Because it's not you, it is God who is speaking through you. Do you believe that? Glory, glory, glory to God.
Glory.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Are you still around in church? We love that. These are the things that commonly believed among us. These are things that bring us a lot of joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it is His promise. I will be with you, even in you, till the end of the age. Brother Branham preached several messages to remind you that we are not relaxing, but we are at war. The moment you feel relaxed, you must know you are done.
Amen.
Amen. But as long as you're on the other side, the devil is fighting
you.
Is that right? Even right now. Amen.
Amen.
Some are fighting sickness. Some are fighting home problems. Some are fighting job-related situations. Some is extended family situation.
Amen.
Amen. Some is husband, some is wife.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever it is, you must have the courage to know that the one that is in you is greater than the one that is in the world. Amen.
Amen.
You have already overcome the battle before you even start. That's what we must believe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the prophet was preaching the message contest,
amen.
Amen. He says it means test of strength. Amen.
Amen.
And this is what is going on every time. May God help us. Amen.
Amen.
That we must show the devil every time that we are on the winning side. I want to read a quote. Greatest battle that has ever been fought. Amen. 52. Paragraph 52.
Paragraph 52.
How do you know? We've had wars after wars and rumors of war. And if the earth stands, we'll have plenty more wars. But do you realize that there is really only two powers in all the universe? Of all our differences between nations and difference between each other and everything, it's all mount up to two powers. There's only two powers and there's only two kingdoms. Two powers, two kingdoms. All the rest, the little minor things, are connected with either of one of these powers. And those powers, it's God's power and Satan's power. Every war, every disorder, everything that comes along is either controlled by God's power or Satan's power. Because that's the only two powers there is. And that is the power of life and the power of death. Amen. And now there's only two powers. And Satan can only, his power he has got is the perverted power of God. Amen. If it isn't, it isn't no real power. Amen. It's a perversion of God's power. Everything that Satan has, death is only a perverted life. A lie is only the truth mistold. Adultery is an act misused. A righteous act misused. See, everything that Satan has is God. Is something that was perverted. Amen. But it's a power. And we are today sitting here, and one or the other powers is going to control us. Amen. So let's cast out the evil one. And let's take our position like the stars of heaven. Hallelujah. As the Bible speaks, wandering stars over in the book of Jude, forming out their own shame. Amen. And we don't want to be wandering stars. Wonder if this is right. Wonder if that's right. Wonder if it will happen. Wonder how it could be. Don't wonder. Stay like those stars in heaven. As a real soldier at his post of duty. Amen. Stand therefore believing. Amen. Life and death. Do you see where we are? The reason why we don't overcome is because we are wandering. Last service day, we were telling you to keep your position. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lucifer moved away from his position, and he wanted to be worshipped. Whenever angels will come and begin to worship God, Lucifer would move away from his position, and he will go stand behind Micah. Amen. And close his eyes and imagine like all the angels are worshipping him, and he will get that satisfaction temporarily. Amen. But that was in his heart. Don't move out of your position. Remember, the best thing that you got to do in this life, remember to keep your position. Amen. When you remain in your position, everything is going to work right. You're going to overcome every battle.
Amen.
Because your position is a place of power. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The reason why Esau started wandering around and started marrying from Ishmael. He moved out from his position. Is that right? He was first born. But just because of partage, amen, he lost his birthright. How many times do we lose our birthright? Because of useless things. Because of a dirty deal. Because of a WhatsApp. Because of a
Facebook.
You lose your very position. You sell your birthright.
Amen.
By things that you don't even take care of. If you sit back properly as a son of God, you can really say, this is not right. But you sold yourself to that. Is that true?
Amen.
So, whatever comes around you and purpose to be real, you must be a son of God enough to look at it and discern it. Amen. And once you realize this is not from God, stand right and tell that devil, get the hands behind me, Satan. Why? You've been given the power to say yes or to say no. Is that true? Because all of us have been placed on a free moral agency. And it is that choice that you make that's going to judge you. You are judged over the choice that you're going to make. Because God placed us right there. Amen.
Amen.
So you must be able to know what is happening around
you.
Do you know that every believer has got a certain amount of discernment? Because discernment is a gift of the Spirit. Is that true? Yes. So all these senses, or rather all these gifts, are in the Spirit of God. So you've got a certain amount of discernment. You've got a certain amount of knowledge. Certain amount of faith. Is that right?
Amen.
Certain amount of knowledge of what's happening tomorrow. But some are given more on that. Amen.
Amen.
But at least you have got an access. Is that true? You've got an access. So when you look at something, as a believer full of the Holy Ghost, you are able to discern that this is not right. You've got it. Amen. So don't say, no, the devil overtook me. But the thing is, you accepted it. You knew very well this is not it. Amen.
Amen.
But may God help us that we listen to that still small voice. God is always speaking. He is not quiet. He is not silent. Before you take that crooked deal, He even warns you. Before it even comes, before it avails itself to you, if you are a believer, God tells you that this is going to happen. You must be careful. Amen.
Amen.
He's got a way of talking to you. God has got a way of dealing with each and every one of us. It's not the same. But He deals with you the way He formed you. Amen. So He tells you, brother, may God undertake for us.
Amen.
Now, an army, when really an army, a nation, makes ready to go against another nation.
Amen.
It should first sit down and figure what's right and wrong. And whether they're able to go against the next nation or not. Jesus taught that. And if people would do that, if nations would sit down and stop and think these things, both sides, we would have no more war. Amen. Because they know we can't budge. Their ammunition is stronger than ours. So this is on the natural, is that right?
Amen.
But of course, Israel is different from that.
Amen.
He doesn't care. They don't care how much weaponry they have and how inferior they have. They depend on God as their master weapon.
Amen.
That's what happens with the believer also.
Amen.
We don't go by sight, but we go by faith. Praise God.
Amen.
We've got a lot of people here. When companies were setting people off, that's the time they walked in and they got employed. So we're not looking at, we're not led by sight, but we are led by faith. Brother, it's many testimonies in that area. Not only work, but many other things.
Amen.
This is what we depend upon. But on the natural, count the cost.
Amen.
When we started building this tabernacle, brother, our money was just so small. not even able to build one pillar. Amen.
Amen.
So if we had to go natural and sit like this, brother, we'll be still in a hole somewhere. But God, who is rich in mercy, amen.
Amen.
He made us to go by faith.
Amen.
Amen. This is faith work. And we are so thankful unto the Lord. We shall forever give God the praises. The good things He has done. Amen.
Amen.
But on the natural, using 5 senses, count the cost. If faith doesn't work for you, count the cost. Now we find out, if a man doesn't do that, if the military heads of the nation doesn't sit down
first
and figure and see that they are right, and their motives and objectives right, and if they have enough strength and power to overcome the next army, amen, then they are sure to lose. Praise God. But we know that we are overcomers all by the grace of the Almighty God. Amen.
Amen.
So he tells us here on paragraph 60, so any army first in setting ready for a battle, first they got to be a select. Some soldiers, they've got to be dressed for fighting. They've got to be trained for fighting. Amen. And I believe that the greatest battle that was ever fought is now ready. This is 1962.
Amen.
And he says it's now ready. Because he is seeing the world and everything that is going on. And he is seeing the powers of the devil rising. Amen.
Amen.
And God is always overcoming. Did you know that when Brother Branham met the angel of the Lord in the cave in
Sabino Canyon?
Amen.
Amen.
Within the next year or two, they formed the World Council of Churches in
48.
Amen.
Amen.
Why did they do that? The devil sees the power of God rising. Is that right?
Amen.
And then the devil is also beginning to gather darkness around. God bringing Israel together. Amen.
Amen.
That's a natural nation. A type, the one that was typed by Naomi. Is that right?
Amen.
That is the time when the bride is also getting gathered by the shout. So the devil is seeing that his days are numbered. Is that right?
Amen.
Because there is a power that is rising on the earth. Praise God.
Amen.
May God grant us grace. And that's the time also that this little horn is rising up. Amen. This little beast in America with two horns rising up. And the prophet is watching everything. Coming up from the horizon. This is why he's saying the battle is ready now. Is that true?
Amen.
He is seeing all these powers coming up. When the prophet in his time of ministry, he sees gay life slipping into the churches. And one time he told us a percentage of
Episcopalian
Yeah, that's right. Can you say that again? Good. All right. That's what I want to say. That's the Anglican Church, huh?
Anglican.
It says even the Pentecostals also.
Amen.
They were having them on their ranks of ministers. During the time of Brother
Branham.
Today, we don't even have to talk about that. It's all over the place. Is that true?
Amen.
But the prophet saw all those things
coming.
Just like Paul, when he was talking about the mystery of iniquity coming up, you see it in the spirit coming in. And he sees the black power coming in to try and squeeze the church. And he says, every time I go to preach somewhere against women cutting off their hair and so forth, he says, the next time I go there, he says, it looks like there's another finger pointing the women somewhere else. Is that true? It's a fight.
Amen.
Brother, sister, in the message, we don't have to relax. No. We don't have to relax.
We
would like you to know that you are a fighter. You are not coming to occupy a pew here. There is a lot to fight. A lot to contend with. Tell your neighbor, we're here to fight. Not fighting that neighbor of yours, eh? Please. Please. You're not fighting flesh and blood.
Amen.
But you're fighting spirits.
Amen.
The devil is making the holes of our filter bigger and bigger. And one little thing pops in, but it's also carrying others in. And you try to hold this from the message, and another one comes in, you hold on to another one. So many of them are coming, brother. So we don't use our hands. We ask him to come and fight for us. This is why you don't dress a certain way because Sister so-and-so is dressed that way. She is not your absolute. Amen.
Amen.
You have seen a certain sister with a necklace. You also want that one too. You must know the time we live in. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says all these things came from Africa. All the paint for the women came from Africa. Brother. So surprising how the prophet could talk about that. And he said drums came from Africa into our music. It doesn't mean we must throw away the drum. Is that right?
Amen.
But a lot of us have got a lot of skepticism about drums. Especially these other ones. Okay, it's the older folk that is worried by that because they know what they were doing with them back there. Ah, but with the young people, brother, they don't even know these things. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, but we might have one or two very soon. Oh, listen to that. People are clapping hands. I thought you were going to say, oh. We're in trouble. Amen.
Amen.
But you see, all these things come from Africa. One time I was in South Africa and I was so surprised. I saw these ladies with paint on their face.
But
it was like a cultural something.
Amen.
Amen. And a lot of them had the same kind of paint and the same kind of color.
Amen.
Then I knew it was culture. But it wasn't the paint from the shop. It was a certain kind of a clay which they would use and put on their face. So the prophet saw that and said, this one. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, brother, so we've got to be strong.
Amen.
We've got to identify these things and their sources and make sure that we overcome. Amen.
Amen.
So, he says, and I believe that the greatest battle that was ever fought is now ready to go in action.
61.
And I believe that God has been selecting his soldiers. I believe he has been dressing them, training them, and the battlefront is now set, getting ready to start. But how many soldiers do we have? Not of the earthly army, but God's soldiers, signed in. Amen. Ready to fight. He says he has got trained soldiers and he dresses them. Amen. He must train them and he puts them on the battlefront. Amen. And the battle is ready to start. Are you seeing what is happening? How does he dress you? Paul was telling us about the dressing. But by the Holy Ghost. He must dress you by the Holy Ghost so that you can be an overcomer. This great first battle that was ever fought begin in heaven when Michael and his angels fought against Lucifer and his angels. It first started, the first battle was in heaven. Amen. So sin did not originate on earth. It originated in heaven. And then it was thrown down from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Cast out of heaven to the earth. Amen. And fell on human beings. Become human battle. And Satan came to destroy God's creation. What God had created to be for himself, he had. Satan came to destroy this. That's what his purpose was. To destroy it. Then the battle begin here on earth. And begin in us. And has been raging ever since. Amen.
Amen.
It started in heaven. Angelic battles. Is that right?
Amen.
And when the devil was kicked down,
Satan,
he came to this earth. He didn't come alone, but he came with his angel. Is that right?
Amen.
When he came here with his angel, you didn't expect to see them fluttering all over the place, but they became demons. This is why a lot of demons are so religious. Because they've been worshipping before. And they want to be attacking the children of God. Amen.
Amen.
And when you're casting that demon, it lies, it tells you, I'm going. And he keeps quiet, but it will be still there. You see? So, we must know how to fight and overcome.
nokukunda.
Is that right?
Amen.
So, he says it became human battle.
Hanzi yakabvira hondo pakati pevanhu.
Hey, brother, one time, Brother Branham in the Seals message, he says, every nation is led by the devil. But how come these nations begin to fight? Isn't that funny? But he says, the demons in this country, they become jealous over these demons. Then they begin to fight. Because these ones have oil, but these ones have no oil. So these ones are jealous over these ones with oil. These ones have got diamonds, these ones they don't. So these ones are jealous over the ones with diamonds because they don't have. They become jealous over the
other.
If brothers begin to fight, they are jealous over one another. Amen.
Amen.
That's what James tells us. That one brother is jealous over the other. Amen.
Amen.
We don't do that. Believers don't do that. Is that right?
Amen.
Believers don't do that. I want to repeat that. Believers don't do that. You see one brother with a new suit. End of the next month he has got another new suit. And they talk to one another.
He has got juju.
This brother has got juju. In the message. Ah, brother. You don't tell me you are there. You talk about juju. Why don't you talk about the grace of God? This sister comes in a new blue blouse on Wednesday. On Friday, a cream one. On Sunday, a black one. And it's glittering. And the other sister said, did you see that one? Or shine either.
She wants to shine. It's for juju.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. But I would be glad if I would hear somebody say, the God that has given you, I want him to be my God also. Anyway,
2007,
you still are talking about juju. No. Not in the message. No.
Kwete.
Where is his grace? Look, you are already drawing battle lines. By doing that, you are drawing battle lines. And when you say that your children are also hearing, and from that time on, your children are going to say, that sister is a witch. Why?
Say,
you are to blame. You are telling your children the wrong thing. Amen.
Amen.
Why don't you also pray? And God is going to help you. The prophet says, if this minister has risen up in Revelation and is talking about these other things, but you are not that high, you are talking about these things. Don't you have any funny feelings about that one? The prophet says you can simply pray also. And God is going to raise you in them realms. Is that true? We read the scripture here. Paul was saying, pray for us. He said, pray for me also. Is that right?
Amen.
So that God will bring to me revelation. Pray for preachers. So that God will reveal himself to them. Abundance of revelation. Amen. Because we are in the hour of revelation. It's not the time to point at one another. That one. What does he think he is? In the message. No, I don't believe that. What's wrong with you?
Amen.
We have got to side up one with another. Minister with minister. Hallelujah. Brother with brother. Sister with sister. Because we're not fighting against flesh and blood. You're not fighting your brother. You're not fighting your sister. You're not fighting your wife. You're not fighting your husband. Please, remember that. When it appears like there's a misunderstanding, you pray that God will help you see the devil behind your partner. Your husband is not the devil. But the devil is hiding behind
there.
And when you see that you've got to cast that devil out, don't cast your brother out. Did you hear that? Then there will be peace in the valley. Home will be home again. Because you say, God gave me this man. Amen. It doesn't matter what he is doing or what he has done. But this guy is a gift of God to me. But this behavior is not what God gave him. It is coming from somewhere. Amen.
Amen.
If you pray, does God answer? Yes. So why are you pointing? Why are you pointing at him? And you are phoning everybody. This guy in my house. I don't know what he is doing around. All the sisters are told. Instead of you praying. Is that true? Because God answers prayer. Amen.
Amen.
And your wife is giving problems. And you've come to a point that you don't even see the devil that is bothering her. She needs you so that you help her. Amen.
Amen.
But that night you come home with marriage and divorce.
Book marriage and divorce.
Brother. And you open it on purpose on some page that you underlined on a certain thing. And you leave it there on purpose. And you go to work. Because you know she's going to clean up and then she's going to see. What are you trying to do? What are you putting in her mind? When the prophet told you, the honeymoon experience must never leave you. Hey, I heard very few amens on this one. Brother, if you find that the devil is cornering you, just go for honeymoon again. Yes. Ita yes.
Say amen.
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 Kogunombo duras.
Is it expensive to go for the honeymoon?
Just go somewhere. Or come, go visit a certain brother, a certain family. Just tell them, we're coming to visit just for 2 days, 3 days. haizi honeymoon hereyo.
Isn't that a good
one? Unofunga kuti honeymoon kuenda ku kuma lodge lodge.
Is going to those lodges even in Nyanga.
House ya ma spirits ari kuma lodge iko.
You don't know the spirits around those lodges.
Chingu chakapakanaka soko kuti brother.
Look for a good place.
Ndiri kuba kwenyu nemudzimai wangu.
I am coming to your home with my wife.
For 2 days only.
For 2 or 3 days only.
But it's all right. Yeah, at least takavhara zvikoro takumboendesa vana kwana mbuya. You can
children
come.
Are going to the grandma.
Don't, because you are looking at a coat. Don't let that honeymoon experience. Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how old you are. Is that right?
Amen.
Even if you are so bold. And you are so gray. When you are there honeymoon time. She looks at you. She doesn't even see the bowl there. She doesn't even see the gray. She sees the old guy. Amen.
Amen.
That she was with many years ago.
That's the medicine.
Because we are fighting the devil.
With Satan.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sorry, the single ones, they say, what are you talking about? Wait. You'll get it very soon. Amen.
Amen.
We'll get it very soon. You remember my promise about the message?
It's
being cooked.
The message is being cooked right now.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to have a lot of problems. In queues, in marriages. Almost every service will be busy announcing
that.
Oh, we are waiting for that. But we're not fighting against flesh and blood. Amen.
Amen.
Against principalities. Against spirits of the air. Let me read from context. Amen.
Amen.
I'll wind up very soon. Amen.
Amen.
Paragraph 9. Spiritual wickedness in high places. And I'd like to draw from that a little 10 or 15 minutes context or text. I want to call it the contest. Contest is a test of strength. Amen.
Amen.
And we, where we have test of strength, we used to have the Indian used to put a fire. And they would put so many men on this end of the rope and so many on this end. Amen.
Amen.
And the tug of war. Amen. The contest, it's contest of strength. Will pull the losing party across the fire. Amen.
Amen.
And now we know there is many things, and we could base this upon for a few minutes of contest. Amen.
Amen.
But I want to speak for these minutes quickly upon the greatest contest there is. Still
62.
He says it's greatest. Is that right? The great strength of Satan. And we want to speak of the great strength of God in his church. Amen.
Amen.
So the brothers or the people that have cast out demons, when the demon begins to say, I'm burning, you know you pulled it into the fire. You know you are just there now. Amen.
Amen.
Because it's burning now. He's telling you where it is. Amen.
Amen.
But you see, we are overcomers. It's a test of strength. Amen.
Amen.
But you must know that you are a winner before you even start fighting. Now, this great contest has been going on for many years. It started in heaven, and Satan was kicked out of the into the earth. Amen. And then he became an enemy to God's people. And since then, he's used all of his strength and his strategy to try to pull God's people across the fire or into the fire. Amen. And we know that who has the most power? God does. And God, when he gave his people the best thing that he will combat to combat Satan with, was his word. Now, because the word is God. And who is stronger than God? So the word is God. And the word becomes our strength. God in the church becomes its strength to pull Satan into his own fires that he has made, and the tug goes on. Amen. Amen. Now Jesus said in Mark 16, in my name they shall cast out devils. I like this quote. And the devils is already put in green.
It is put...
Okay, you don't notice. There's a color there.
On the color.
Amen.
Amen.
So the devils have got to be cast out. Who was given the power? We got the power. The church has been given the power. And we know where Jesus Christ is staying. He's found in his church. Amen. He has got a dwelling place. There's a place where he can be found. That's in his church. Amen.
Amen.
Let me just read this one paragraph. In putting on the whole armor of God. Look at the titles. The prophet is always warning you. We're not relaxed. We've got to fight. It's not easy. Amen.
Amen.
But we got to fight. And when we fight, we're going to overcome. You will never be called overcomer until you fight. How many of you want to be called overcomer? Oh, yeah. Oh. Everybody wants to be an overcomer. But before you are an overcomer, when you fight, then you overcome. The prophet says, we cannot push you through a pipe. And then he comes to pull you from this other side. Then he say, I'm an overcomer. No. No. Somebody pushed you and pulled you out. Amen. Says, that's not it. He says that in several places. Amen.
Amen.
But you must fight and overcome. Amen.
Amen.
Fighting begins when you declare your side.
Amen.
That you belong to the side of the Almighty God. That's the time you begin to fight. Is that right? When you are a school going age, the moment you say, I'm a believer, you tell your parents, I now no longer belong to your church. Because of this, that, and the other. They will say, who are you? You know more than our bishops. From now on, no more school fees. The battle has started. Amen.
Amen.
You tell your parents and all your siblings, I no longer pour libations. Amen.
Amen.
You will never find me there. You tell them, I've drawn a line. I'm a believer. I don't do this. You won't find me there. Don't borrow, don't try to ask for money from me, because you want to go to a witch doctor or impostory. You tell them, forget about it. But they will tell you, but impostory, they also read the Bible. Tell them, these are demons. First class. Did you know that? Yeah? First class. Tell them, you won't get money from me for that. They want to say, why don't you just drive us and drop us there? And then they will phone you when you finish. Then you tell them, my car is going nowhere. From that time on, the war has started. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, you must enjoy that. The devil tells you, hey, are you going to make it? You must desire to draw your lines. Amen.
Amen.
Draw your lines.
Amen.
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 All the sisters must draw their lines. We are working with the heathens. You go to school with the heathens. Is that right? Draw your line. Straight away. Amen.
Amen.
You don't fear. If I draw this line, then I'm going to, they're going to push me one side and I'm going to be alone. Many young people, they don't want to be alone. They want to be with certain groups of people. You see what, brother? When you are alone, that's the time you are showing that you are a hero. Is that true? God separated Moses, he was alone. He separated Paul, he was alone. He separated Brother Branham alone. So, he's working with you when you are alone. Don't fear. Tell them, me, I'm Israel. You are a Jebusite.
Amen.
And if they keep asking, why? Say, and you're also Gigashite. This one is Gigashite. And this one is Hivite. Tell them, give them all those names. Yeah, so that your lines must be clear and definite. Amen. So wherever you are, make sure you draw your line. Many brothers at work, they don't want to show that they are married. Amen.
Amen.
Tell them you are married. And if these girls with polished nails and painted mouth, they come to you and they're trying to show off to you. Tell them, before I came to work this morning, my wife fixed a good breakfast for me. Keep on repeating that one. My wife did this. She had to show this, the combination of colors. My wife did my.
Just.
Amen.
Amen.
Then they're going to realize you are seeing that your wife is better than all of them. If you don't do that, they're going to inject you and paralyze you. They'll push anesthetic in you.
Anesthetic.
And then they begin to dissect you. Amen.
Amen.
Show your line. Brothers, show your line. Sisters, show your line. If they're forgotten, tell them. By the way, Do you remember I told you?
Oh, yeah, sorry, we forgot it.
Yeah, they also call you pastor. He says, I would like to take a text from that form, putting on the whole armor of God. And I was thinking a while ago that this might be appropriate to kind of wedge in a little for the message for tomorrow morning. Amen. And for the following days at the convention. Amen. Because it's usually at a convention that these great men who are called for this teaching usually get the word out to the people. So Paul here is speaking of a soldier dressing, getting to war. A soldier getting himself in armor, preparing for a battle. Amen. And I kind of like the way that he places it. Preparation. Amen.
Amen.
Don't you love that? Listen, I will read about Lincoln here before I close. And now, I believe it was
Lincoln
that said one time, in the time of peace, prepare for war. I like that. Or it might not have been he, but it sounds like, seems to me rather, it was he that made that statement. In time of peace, prepare for war. And that will be a good thing for us to think about. In time while everything is running smooth, amen, you better get ready. For Satan isn't going to let it run smooth very long. You are in a convention now, and everything will just pour along fine. But you're going to live here in a few days, and you're going to meet the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
He might not even wait till you get ready to live. He might attack anytime. This is it. Amen.
Amen.
He is so wicked and ruthless. He just carries on whenever he can. What does that mean? Prepare yourself during the time of peace. When God gives you an opportunity to listen to a tape or read the word, that's the time for you to read. Because time will come. Amen.
Amen.
When you are found in a corner, so the things you read about, the things you listen to, the power you accrued is going to fight for you. Amen.
Amen.
He will come and stand in for you during those difficult times. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
So, in terms of peace. Amen. Let's prepare ourselves. Let's stand upon our feet. Hallelujah. We need him. Amen.
Amen.
So that he can guide us. So that he can lead us. Amen.
Amen.
In this time that we are living in, there's never been a time like this. Amen.
Amen.
When the devil is busy against the children of God, there's also never been a time like this when the children of God are putting devils on the run. Is this time when each and every one of us have got a testimony of how many kings you are killing.
Amen.
Amen. How many kings you are destroying. Are we able to do it? Yes. He has given us a power. In the name of Jesus. Give me your hand. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.